Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Contest strategies from the experts who've won them. Advice from the bookmakers who designed them. This is the Football Contest Show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Yes, it is the Football Contest Show right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Brady Cannon and Mike Pritchard with you live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. We will be joined shortly by our friends at Circus Sports, Derek Stevens and Jeffrey Benson, as we reveal the selections for the Circa Million contest and also Circa Survivor. Exciting times as we embark on week 13 in the NFL. Mike, just 71 entries left in Survivor. None of them were taken to the wayside last week as they all advanced. All 71 entries made it through week 12, and they make it into week 13. And, of course, atop Circa Million, leading Circa Million right now, you have Tail Party. And you remember for a while, Mike, early in the season, it was around 80% that the winners were hitting, or the leaders, I should say, were hitting. It has come off the pace a little bit, and we expect that. They are right now in the neighborhood of like contest winning percentages, I would say. Just under 72% for Tail Party, 41-16-3. And then our friends, IE Analytics, the exact opposite record, 16-41-3. They have been on the Football Contest Show twice already, and they are in the lead for the booby prize.
Yeah, and they've been generous with their strategy, too, to both appearances on our show here. And it's incredible. Look at that run that they're on. Just the exact opposite of Tail Party, who, from a handicapping standpoint, has been outstanding and brilliant. But then on the opposite side of that, to pick losers for the booby prize is some skill and also luck. But their strategy was revealing to me about that threshold, where their cutoff is, where, you know, they're fading the public or betting with the public, if you will. And it's right about 65% of bets. If you see anything like that, or a situation where the public's on a team, 65% of their bets, the percentage standpoint, that's attractive to IE Analytics right there. So taking the other side gives you a winner, depending on the number, of course, right? Or depending on how you set up the bet. But it's worked out for these guys in the booby situation right now.
Well, both Tail Party and IE Analytics, the bookends of the Circa Million contest, with identical records, basically. 41-16-3. If you're trying to pick winners, that is 71.9%, and 16-41-3 if you're going after the booby prize for IE Analytics. I did something, a little exercise this week, Mike, where I do this on my own, but I brought it to the show this week, where I tried to guess what the consensus plays would be in Circa Million. The top five, I went with six selections that I thought would find themselves into the top five in Circa Million. I found the Raiders because of the line difference in the contest line and what the actual line is. The Bears, the Chicago Bears, similar thinking here, the difference in the contest line versus the actual line. Now it's gotten back up to closer to what the actual contest line is now. The Cleveland Browns, I thought people would be really wanting to bet against the Houston Texans. The Detroit Lions, the New York Giants, and then the Kansas City Chiefs. Those were my six guesses for what would be the six most popular picks. Of course, we just do the five, but I thought there would be six that would be very popular this week.
Yeah, I mean, we're about to find out which ones are the most popular from a consensus standpoint in Million.
Well, let's do it. Let's go to Jeffrey Benson and Derek Stevens, our gentlemen down at Circa Sports. And guys, great to have you back once again. Thank you for joining us, as you always do. For our audience that's not familiar, Derek, of course, is the owner and operator of The D, The Golden Gate, and Circa Sports. The Circa Resort and Casino is where the VSiN studio is right there. And then Jeffrey Benson, his fearless sportsbook operations manager. Jeff, we will start with you and the consensus five for Circa Million. I just rattled off six teams that I thought would make sense as consensus selections this week. Go ahead and tell me how wrong I am.
You hit 50%, so I think that's pretty good, all things considered. But a couple of housekeeping items to wrap up before we get started. Obviously, as you alluded to, 41-16-3. That's the leader in the clubhouse right now for the coveted blue jacket and the $1 million prize in the season-long standings. And then, obviously, it's just as hard to pick losers as it is winners. So, conversely, as you alluded to, IE Analytics and one other gentleman are tied at the exact opposite record of 16-41-3. So, certainly interesting. Long way to go. But as we kind of turn the corner here for home, in week 13, certainly an exciting finish as we wrap things up. So speaking of wrapping things up, this is week four of quarter three. This is the second four-week quarter of the season before, obviously, the last week of the season is 5 weeks. And we currently have two people right now. They're both 13-2, and they're chasing the $150,000 quarterly first place MVP prize. So certainly exciting for quite a few contestants this week as they vie for that prize. And then the second, third, fourth, fifth place prizes in addition to the quarterly booby prize. When you look at week 13, the counts by popularity, they are as follows. The number one most popular selection, a little bit surprising to me, but certainly not to you, was the Lions plus one at home versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. That had a total of 1,434 selections. Number two, the Tennessee Titans, plus 4.5 on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. That had a total of 1,366 selections. The Giants, plus 2.5 at home versus the Washington Commanders. That had a total of 1,139 selections. Working our way down the list, and as you guessed, the Chiefs, minus 2 on the road versus the Cincinnati Bengals in a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. 1,132 people took the Kansas City Chiefs this week. And then last but not least, the Miami Dolphins, plus 4 on the road versus the San Francisco 49ers. That had 1,102 selections. So to recap one more time for the listeners, the Lions plus 1, Tennessee Titans plus 4.5, the New York Football Giants plus 2.5, the Kansas City Chiefs minus 2, and the Miami Dolphins plus 4 are the Week 13 top 5 consensus picks.
I tell you what, yeah. Jeff, the one, and I did do pretty well there guessing the Giants, the Chiefs, and the Lions, but the one that really surprises me there is the Miami Dolphins catching 4 points, and it was on Saturday that we saw that line really spike a little bit all over Las Vegas, including right there at Circa. I think you guys went all the way to 5 points in favor of San Francisco, and that happened, you know, not exactly right up against the deadline, so it gave some contestants enough time to possibly adjust. I thought San Francisco might end up being a popular play now that the contest was providing some line value. So very surprising to actually see the other side of that game as one of the five most popular.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you look at that game and how it's played out in the market, when it opened, obviously some people took the dog. plus four, plus 3.5. It kind of ticked down a little bit. Then we saw a release, and people buy back the 49ers minus 3.5. It went to 4, and then as you alluded to, it's kind of gone out towards 5 now. So obviously it's a phenomenal matchup between a top team in the AFC and a top team in the NFC. Obviously McDaniels, going back home where he has familiarity with Shanahan and that offense. Like I said, I think this game has opinions on both sides. But the sharps in the market have, bought the Niners at this price and taken this out further than what the line you see currently in the contest is.
Yeah, and then when you go to the top pick, the Lions in the contest plus one right now at Circa, I believe they're laying a 1 point there. I love, and this is for both of you, Derek and Jeffrey, in terms of what the Lions can evolve to as well. But they're the most popular pick here, a million.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let Derek speak on his Lions here in a minute. Obviously, they get Jamison Williams back. But when you look at the other side of this here in the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is a team that obviously doesn't have the best record. But when you look at metrics on both sides of the ball and how the market respects this team, they've backed the Jacksonville Jaguars quite a bit this season. I'm really kind of surprised to see the Lions as the most popular pick, given how much the market has respected the Jacksonville Jaguars, irrespective of their record. But obviously, as I alluded to, Jamison Williams will be back. And that offense with Swift Amon-Ra St. Brown has been kind of kicking into gear lately. But that's the Lions. Like I said, it's kind of surprising to see them the number one overall pick this week.
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, they've been underrated the whole year, Jeff. I mean, Jamison Williams coming back, the city's fired up, and you're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I understand everybody respects the Jaguars, and they've been a little bit hot lately. But, I mean, after the Lions coming off another bad Lions beat on Thanksgiving and everything else like that, Jamison Williams coming back, this thing is going to be a shootout. They're clearly going to feed Jamison Williams pretty heavily on this. I think we've seen a lot of action on this because – Lions open it at 2. Then all of a sudden, all the money comes in on Jacksonville. Jacksonville goes to a favorite. Now the Lions are a favorite again. So this is that. I'm not surprised to say the Lions are up there just because I believe that there's been so much information throughout the week and this Lions moved rather incredibly. Hey, guys, one thing I want to mention to you. We got a barn burner ahead of us to end the third quarter. Jeff mentioned we got two contestants tied in the millions at 13-2. Daddy A and Peanut 2. But if we look down from the 2 at 13-2, we have 47 entrants that are 12-3 or better. We have 49 contestants within one game of the lead to end of quarter. We got 300,000 up for grabs here. And I don't think we've ever seen 49 people within one game of the lead. I think sometimes we see it as usually you'd have a 14-1, somebody that broke away. So the 2 13-2s are vulnerable to these other 47. It's going to take a 5-0 to cash this quarter for sure when you got 49 different contestants within a game.
At least 17 points is going to be needed to win this quarter. I agree with you.
Yeah, that is really awesome. I don't recall a field that large either, Derek. 49 people in the running there for quarter number 3 in Circa Million. That sounds like we ought to have a sweat party, Mr. Stevens. Good stuff there for quarter number 3 coming up. When we return on the other side, we'll talk Circa Survivor right here on the Football Contest Show.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. But I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. When John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Football Contest Show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Cyber Monday deal has been extended. Sign up today to become a VSiN Pro subscriber, and you will get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and the bets are moving for every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers also get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. The VSiN store is a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, this is an extended Cyber Monday offer that won't last for long. So sign up now for the perfect sports betting gift holiday at vsin.com/subscribe. The Football Contest Show, midway through the reveal of both the Circa Million Consensus 5 and Circa Survivor, and we shift now over to Circa Survivor. Derek Stevens and Jeffrey Benson, kind enough to join us from the VSiN studio over at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Derek, it's really weird how Circa Survivor has kind of turned. We had such a rash of elimination. The pace of elimination was so volatile earlier in the season, all the way to 98% of the entries eliminated, you know, fast and furious. And now it's kind of slowed down the last few weeks. We really haven't had much drop off. In fact, last week was a perfect week. All 71 entries survived from week 12, moving on into week 13. So the floor is yours, my man. Where are we? Where are these 71 entries headed in week 13?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to have a week go by where every entry survives. Yeah, 71 for 71 last Sunday. And as you had said, even on Thanksgiving, only three of the 74 entries were knocked out, and that's how we got to the 71. But I think the tables are going to start to turn in the next few weeks here. So let's get to week 13. And when I say that, it's solely because of availability. I really, you know, for people that are really following this, I highly recommend going and checking out the Circa Survivor availability matrix, because that explains why some of these selections we're going to show you are popping up here. As an example, let's take the two biggest favorites on the board. You got the Cowboys and you got the Ravens. Well, you've got some limited availability. The Ravens only had two of the 71 entries had the Ravens available, and those two took the Ravens. The Cowboys only had 14 out of the 71 entrants had the Cowboys available. I'm a little surprised. Only five of those 14 selected the Cowboys. Everyone else had some greater limitations. So It leads off this week with the Cleveland Browns at 36 entries for week 13 of Circus Survivors. So just over 50% of the remaining pool. The second selection were the Seattle Seahawks with 26 selections. Third were the Cowboys, as I mentioned, with five. The Ravens with two selections. And then two unique selections of the Minnesota Vikings and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So there's definitely some game theory going on. There's obviously a lot of people now after they got through this very, very tough week with having to make three selections in effectively 8 days with Thanksgiving. Now there's a lot of people really trying to figure out what they're going to hold back and how they're going to handle Christmas. Yeah, six different teams selected this week. All make sense for various reasons, but here we go.
Derek, I love what you mentioned about availability and just outlining it with Dallas, 14 of 71 entries have Dallas available to them, but yet only five use them this week. So it goes to what you mentioned about game theory and mapping it out too, like heavy home favorite situations. I'm looking at the calendar for week 14 in Dallas. I believe they're hosting Houston. So maybe the remaining players or entries in this contest in Survivor, they're holding out and hoping to survive this week. Obviously, maybe multiple selections or even if they just have one, the chance to use Dallas next week, looking forward.
Yeah, Pritch, you nailed it. I mean, that's the play. I thought there'd be a few more that had Dallas that would take it today, but obviously every individual contestant has to look what they have available for week 14. So I'm assuming exactly what you said, that the nine contestants that did not take Dallas that had it available are saving Dallas for next week versus Houston. That's definitely got to be the reason.
And when you look at the look ahead line, Dallas is a two touchdown favorite at home and roughly $11 on the money line.
You know, guys, Derek, it's very interesting. I think fascinating that almost a cottage industry seems to be enforced here. And it kind of goes back to, you know, when contests were first developed in Las Vegas and you had the whole proxy system, the folks that turn in the picks for you. Now Circus Survivor in its third year and over $6.1 million on the line. It's not surprising that people are forming businesses out of this. And Mike Palm talked about it a couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, that we have these teams teaming up, and corporations was the word he used. It was earlier this week on a numbers game, Gil Alexander's show, that Bill Krakenberger came on, and he acts as like an advisor or a consultant for a team. And so your contest here, Derek, that you created has spawned into all these different formations of teams pairing up and hiring a consultant. I mean, it's just fascinating what this has become. And with over $6.1 million on the line, it's not surprising.
Well, that's funny. You got me to laugh there. Hey, Jeff, we got to give a high five to each other because we – cottage industry. That's a new term right there. I love it. But yeah, I mean something that's kind of come up out of nothing. So year three, yeah. But when you're talking about $6.1 million, you know, I mean people have stockbrokers for accounts that you know that may be worth $100,000. You're going to look for advice, you know. And I think you know when you have other professions where you know oftentimes you want to have a second, third opinion. You got into this because you felt you could do something with it, but we're talking about some serious money here. So yeah, so it's developing in that way where I think it makes sense to get a couple of maybe a second and a third opinion.
Yeah, and as much as Derek doesn't want me to remind him, it's really $7.133 million when you factor in the bonus prize. So yeah, there's certainly some contestants going for that as well. So certainly. It'd be the third year in a row if that were the case. But, yeah, a lot of money on the line. And, yeah, you know, 71 people at the moment currently fighting for it. So a lot of hands in the cookie jar, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, it gets interesting, too, because, like, say you have one entry and, I don't know, you might know a few other people in Survivor. And is that something they can do, guys, in terms of combining? And then, okay, now instead of having – one entry, I have multiple entries, but yet we're that corporation trying to win Survivor.
Well, I mean, we're going to pay. We have to do what our rules say, what our regs say. We're going to pay the individual that signed up. But obviously, you know, a lot of people do this. You know, you have five buddies that put in $200 for a ticket. You know, you've got other people that maybe had to monetize and sold out their interest here after week eight. So, you know, what happens after somebody signs up is a little bit outside of our control. But we're going to bring in the person that signed up, and we're going to go with it from there.
Derek, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Brady.
Well, we talked about this last week, and we wanted to address it on the next show, and we've got a couple minutes to do so here. Derek, you brought up the fact, you know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas and games on different days of the week and a late game later in the day, a game earlier in the week on a Thursday, that it really brings hedging opportunities into play. And now this late in the game with 71 entries, I think that is absolutely a relevant topic.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. I mean, if you were one of the nine people that did not take Dallas but had them available because you're saving them for next weekend, which is a very sound and reasonable strategy, and you look at who you have available for week 13, it does open up the door like, okay, maybe I'm going to take the Vikings this weekend and I'm going to hedge the hell out of it. Or maybe I'm the one taking the Jaguars. I mean, you know, there are other scenarios out there. You know, if you happen to have taken the Browns or the Seahawks, you can hedge pretty easy because you're going to get some pretty good plus money line action by doing that, saving the Cowboys for later. So the hedging component, I mean, we're seeing it at the windows. I mean, as these different contestants are coming up, I mean, we're here, we're open. So we want people to come back to Circa and hedge.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going, Brady. I mean, you know, we really saw it, obviously, as we got to the last, you know, 2-3 weeks last year when we had five contestants win. But, you know, as Derek alluded to, the window's open, you know, apply for credit, you know, bring what, you know, take a second mortgage out on the house, do whatever you need to monetize and make sure that you make profit if you've gotten this far. And there's only 71 people left.
Or do what Mattress Mac did and bring a wheelbarrow with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Back up the Brinks truck.
All right, guys. Another great appearance in the books. Week 13 of Circa Survivor and Circa Millions is on. Thank you for doing it, and we'll talk to you again next week, guys.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
All right, and go Michigan. Derek Stevens rooting on his Michigan Wolverines there. They join us each and every week on the Football Contest Show. We reveal the selections for both Circa Million and Circa Survivor. They will be back with us for Week 14 next week. Mike and I have some reaction to what went down in the last segment when we come back next.
This is the Football Contest Show on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Watch football with a little more on the line by playing free in the Guinness Time Challenge. Just visit DraftKings.com/Guinness, set your lineup, and watch the action unfold as you play for your share of $115,000 all season long. Guinness, made of more. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Welcome back to the Football Contest Show. Brady Cannon and Mike Pritchard with you. And boy, that was an entertaining couple of segments there with Jeff and Derek. And I think it gets more and more entertaining every week now that the pressure's on. The pressure mounts more so every week. It gains ground every week that goes by in Circa Survivor and Circa Million. And we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. This is the home stretch right now. And if you're in the thick of things, like our friends at IE Analytics are, they've been kind enough to join us on the show a couple of different times. Things are getting, you know, this is it. I mean, this is what, the final 6 weeks of the season.
Right.
And this is going to make it or break it for everybody.
Well, it tells you just how popular but how outstanding these contests are, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the booby prize and you know, whether you can get on board or understand the skill level that's needed in order to...
I think it's the same.
I think it's exactly the same, right? Yeah. And but it's also highly impressive, right? But then it's more impressive, I think, to cap that way. And maybe that's what it is, like... Because we capped a win. And if you have an impressive record like Tail Party, and you're, 41-16-3 all year long, and then now this week just for the quarterlies, you got to go maybe 5-0 just to win the quarterlies. I mean, it tells you how – competitive this contest is, talking about millions. And then on the other side, with Survivor, the notion that you can do you lease out your services? Is that what it's called? Let's say, hey,
hire a consultant.
Yeah, hire a consultant or help you down a stretch here. Only 71 people left. But then also, and I have this question for you. Like, say I had an entry, you had an entry, you knew somebody else had an entry. And then we only had one left, though, right? And there's 71 people left in it. And maybe we have this contest mapped out, Survivor, forming a corporation or a company in which, you know, we could have three picks. Mm-hmm. But you would have to have something in writing, I would imagine, a contract,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, when you're talking about that much money.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's $6 or $7 million. And so, but now you have three entries. If you are like-minded with other people that only have one entry left in this contest, that's why this thing is just getting more and more exciting each and every week.
A cottage industry.
A cottage industry.
I thought this was fun, too. And you and I have talked about it many times as far as contest strategy, trying to guess the consensus.
Yeah.
And if you are pretty good at guessing the consensus, it can allow you to kind of strategize around that, either trying to go against the consensus to really make up a lot of ground, kind of staying in line with the consensus to try and maintain your position. Mm-hmm. I made six guesses, and I got three of them right. The Raiders, the Bears, and the Browns did not make it into the most popular five picks. But the Lions, the Giants, and the Chiefs, those were my other three choices that did make it. And I'll tell you, the Lions, I'm actually surprised at the split. Because the way we've seen this line bounce around, and Derek talked about it, the Lions opened as a favorite, mm-hmm. and all the action came in on the Jaguars. The Jaguars got to a 1-point favorite, maybe even 1.5, if I recall. And now it's come back the other way again, where the Lions in some spots are a favorite by 1 point. A lot of people's at pick 'em. So in the Circa Millions contest, for the Lions and the Jaguars, you have over 1,400 selections on the Lions, and just around 550 on the Jaguars. That's a massive split, but the action at the window would not indicate that same pattern.
Right, right. I mean, it is fascinating. I think forward-looking, and now that we're in December, I like to do that. Like, for instance, stats that are forward-looking, because everybody goes through the stat book, right? And everybody mm-hmm. kind of – a lot of times those stats are in a rear-view mirror. And but for me, and how the league works, it's always the front windshield and the forward-looking. So pass-run ratio is a great stat that's forward-looking because mm-hmm. that's an identity of a team, and that's what they want to try to stay true to. And so those are stats that I kind of focus in on. And then also, what can you evolve into? I think with the Lions and what Jameson Williams can add to what they want to be, it makes them exciting, and I think a lot of people from a consensus standpoint maybe are looking at that play, you know, catching a point. But what you're saying at the window, you're laying a point.
Right.
But, you know, you're right. I mean, Jacksonville on the other side too, and just a number of people selecting it that way to move the number was fascinating this week too.
Let's move over to Circa Survivor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not surprising that we see the Browns and the Seahawks as the most popular picks this week. They certainly have very favorable matchups. The Browns, of course, taking on the Texans, and the Seahawks visiting a Rams team that is just completely decimated by injury. And on top of that, they're awful. But it makes sense to me, those two teams, because when was another point in the season when you were ever going to use the Cleveland Browns?
Mm-hmm.
Probably never.
Right.
And pretty much the same thing with the Seattle Seahawks. This is the first time all year that they have been favored by as many points as they are. So
yeah.
That was an easy selection. But the Cowboys one does puzzle me a little bit that more people didn't use Dallas.
Well, I mean, because I looked at week 14 already, and you know, Jeffrey mentioned the look-ahead line, and then Derek kind of reinforced the idea that we were talking about, or I had, in terms of maybe nine people are holding back Dallas, because only 14 have Dallas available left. And Dallas has Houston. They're hosting Houston. And so the theme of Survivor really has been heavy home favorites.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right? You know, Derek Stevens was with Matt Eumanns on the Saturday bet prep yesterday on Friday. And it's like he revealed who a lot of teams or a lot of players, their availability, like two of the 71 have Philly available, two of the 71 have Baltimore available. 8 of the 71 have Buffalo. 14 of the 71 has Dallas. And 33 has Tampa Bay. Mm. When are you going to use Tampa Bay? I mean,
I thought you might see a pick on them this week.
Okay.
They are a home favorite.
Yeah, okay, not a heavy
one. Albeit short, right?
Will they exactly. ever be a heavy one?
The Ravens, I think those two entries that have the Ravens are in a really good spot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly what those entries or who those entries are or what they have left. But if they have Dallas left, that's almost like you certainly don't want to use the word guarantee when we're talking Circus Survivor.
Right.
But that looks like a couple of really good weeks in a row if you've got the Ravens this week and the Cowboys next week. I understand why those two entries both went in on the Ravens. Only two people left out of 71 that had them.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? So mapping it out, and certainly you get to the Christmas schedule, Tampa is on the road against Arizona.
Yeah.
Now, will they be a heavy favorite?
I mean, well, I doubt it.
It's Arizona.
Well, I know, but both teams are kind of underachieving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Both teams, I mean, the Cardinals are just a mess. You know, there's a few teams, the Texans, the Cardinals, the Rams, and the Buccaneers. I mean, they're leading the division and they're under 500.
I know.
So, and you talk about Christmas, you know, that's really kind of the next step or the big step for Circus Survivor. We're 3 weeks away from that. If you can make it all the way to Christmas, you've got 4 games to choose from for Circus Survivor. Again, like Thanksgiving, it's its own individual week. So you're going to have to pick twice that week, both the games on Christmas and then the games outside of the Christmas games. The Monday night game is also included. That is available to you to use for the Christmas week. So 4 games, the Chargers and the Colts. The Chargers at the Colts is your Monday night football game that week. I imagine the Chargers will be a small favorite there. The Bucks at the Cardinals. Bucks probably a small favorite there. Maybe 3.5, 4, who knows. Broncos at the Rams. Are you going to do anything with that one? Man. Wow. And then the Packers at the Dolphins. I mean, If you don't have Miami available for Christmas, you're in a tough spot right now.
Yeah, it's all about availability, like Derek Stevens was talking about. And by the way, this Tua was trending on Twitter, and I had to find out why. NFL and CBS has this: Tua Tagovailoa leads the National Football League in completion percentages, passes 10+, all this stuff, right? But they got into Tua through 30 career starts. Tua has more passing yards than Tom Brady, fewer interceptions than Aaron Rodgers, more passing touchdowns than Joe Montana, higher completion percentage than Kurt Warner.
That's unbelievable.
They're, you know, putting out Hall of Famers, and that Tua is ahead of these Hall of Famers, like, in different divisions.
Through 30 games.
Right, right. So do with that what you will. I feel better about the Browns on a teaser now that they are the consensus number one pick and Survivor this week.
I don't know, man. I think there's a lot to be said about fading the consensus.
No, in Survivor, it's the number one pick in Survivor.
Well, I know, but I mean, do you always? Is it better to be a contrarian, or do you always want the most popular pick? If you just had to, maybe this is a pro tip. Sports betting 101.
Okay.
Would you rather be in the minority or with the masses?
Well, when it comes to Survivor, 36 people taking the Browns to pick, I'll give me the teaser situation.
These
with
are
the Browns.
Smart 71 people that are left, right? All right, one more segment to go. We'll be back with more on the Football Contest Show right here at VSiN.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details. From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is the Football Contest Show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data. You want to know where the money and the bets are moving for every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see the changes in all of the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can also check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. Well, Michael, it has come to the time in the program when we reveal our fictitious Circa Million selections, and I have taken it on the chin a couple weeks in a row. I'm giving you some room here to catch me in the contest, the standings. I think I had 16 wins here. I've got 18, and you've got 16, so just two games behind me. You had a pretty good week. There's nothing ever wrong with a 3-2. And I think that's the second straight week in a row for me that I went 1-4. So I need to get my act together if I'm going to pull away from you here in the final 6 weeks of the contest. I'll tell you who I went with this week.
Okay.
I took the Colts plus the 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gotten a better number if we were choosing this earlier in the week. But, you know, on the other side of 10, that 10 and a hook, I think the Colts can keep this a single-digit game. I took the Saints plus 3.5, and I took the Giants plus 2.5. That was one of the consensus plays, as it turns out, in the actual Circa Million contest. I took the Jets plus 3, and I took the Falcons plus 1.
All right, going with the dogs here.
Yeah,
going
it's, with a, the dogs. It's a dog day afternoon for my
okay.
part.
Now that I'm sitting there, you know, my strategy is to go for the booby against a contest winner, by the way.
Yeah, not acting like it here in our little friendly game.
Now, I am closing the gap, though.
Yes, you are.
Use a track term. I run curves well. So we're going to get down that stretch, Brady, Kennen. So I went with the Jets plus 3.
Okay, we match up on that.
Yeah, we do match up there. We talked about this in the Pro Football Blitz. I like the Lions and what they're evolving into, what they possibly could evolve into. And you get the point right there.
Mm-hmm.
I went a favorite now on the contest with the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
I think the Raiders were a dog.
Well, in the contest, you're getting a point or so, aren't you?
No, you're laying it.
Okay, laying a point.
Yeah.
Well, they're laying more than that now, though.
Right,
so
right.
So you still have some value there.
Yeah, I still have some value, but earlier in the week, obviously, they were in a dog situation.
Correct.
And that's what I liked. I liked the Lions. I liked the Bengals from a teaser standpoint, obviously, when I talk about this. And then the Raiders, because of these are teams that are home dog situations, but they're improving,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the Raiders.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
But now they're a favorite. And certainly in the contest, that they developed into laying a point. But I still like it. And then I did go with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs because I have conviction on that play. I like the Bengals on the other side of a teaser. And then you talked about maybe middling that stuff. But I think the Chiefs are fascinating in this spot, though, because they've changed because of the Bengals. And I think they're geared up for this game. And then I went with the Dolphins.
Wow, you did.
Yeah, the Dolphins. I know the tackle situation is dicey, but the running back situation for the 49ers is dicey, and the 49ers want to run the football. And Jimmy Garoppolo, whew. And the stats I just said about Tua and his first 30 starts.
Oh, my goodness, it's amazing. I mean, to think that this guy was, you know, getting pretty much, I don't know if ridiculed is the right word, but a lot of people did not have much faith in him.
Right, not believing in him. I mean, I think because he's left-handed and he doesn't look the part. Right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
probably why. You don't see a lot of left-handed quarterbacks. And if you did, it was Steve Young, and that looked incredible too. But even Steve Young didn't start off like this, right? But no, Tua and Jimmy Garoppolo, who's a better quarterback?
Well, I don't think there's much question in that regard. And I don't think the gap is huge.
Mm-hmm. You think Jimmy G is better than Tua?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But
okay.
I'm not one of these guys that thinks Jimmy G is awful.
Okay.
I think he's pretty darn good. I mean, look at his record.
Yeah.
Look at Kyle Shanahan's record when Garoppolo starts for him. I mean, this guy, and is he athletic as Tua? Is he as accurate? You know, answer is probably no to all of that stuff. But I think he absolutely manages the game that Kyle wants him to run, and
right.
he does it very well.
Yeah, I mean, he has his limitations.
For sure.
He
can't throw a deep ball very well.
Yeah.
But again, what Kyle wants him to do and allows him to do, he performs near perfect.
Yeah, and I think on Tua, and this is the best way I can describe it, is we don't know what his limitations are yet in this
right.
offense.
I would agree.
Maybe we'll find out this week. But if you put Tua on the 49ers as quarterback, I mean, the reservations for Jimmy Garoppolo – it's fascinating to think about, right? If Jimmy Garoppolo was on Miami,
yeah.
even with Tyreek, and I mean, it's like, would he be doing the things as Tua?
I think he probably would.
You think so?
Because
okay.
because of their coach, because yeah. McDaniel's obviously so familiar with Garoppolo.
Okay.
I think it would be similar.
That's fair.
They would be
fair.
Asking him to do the same
so,
type of thing.
So
right?
Mike McDaniel is bringing out a great performance of Tua. I mean, that's significant. If the head coach and what they're doing offensively is bringing out this greatness in Tua, I think that is very significant for the future of the Miami Dolphins. And if you're looking at futures, I know defense has their shortcomings, right? But what this guy has done in his first 30 starts is compelling. I mean, it really is.
You know what's interesting? When handicapping this 49ers-Dolphins game, first of all, I'm very surprised that the Dolphins came out as one of the five most popular picks.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem like a game would be polarizing like that. And the Chiefs and the Bengals, too. You know, to have a separation where that becomes one of the most popular plays is a little bit surprising to me. But when handicapping the Dolphins versus the 49ers, and you're talking about, you know, all the accolades for Tua and all the numbers that he's put up, look who they've played the last yeah. four games. You know, the Bears, the Lions, the Texans, and I can't remember the fourth team right now, but it was another awful team that they've played
yeah.
The last four games. And the Niners haven't exactly played a murderer's row either.
Yeah, they've only beaten one team with a winning record.
Correct, correct. But my point is, coming into this game, I think Tua and the Dolphins have had a pretty easy road to hoe.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cleveland Browns, who
Cleveland.
Have no defense to speak of whatsoever as well. So, you know, they've beat up on some pretty lousy defensive units.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which team had the winning record. Was it
for the 49ers?
Yeah, that they beat Seattle.
Yep.
And that was at home.
Correct.
All their other wins, Rams, the Panthers, the Rams again. The Chargers. Did the Chargers? No, they were 500 when they beat them, right?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. and then the Cardinals, and then now the Saints, and they blanked them. So,
I also don't want to misconstrue this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 49ers and the Dolphins have beaten lousy teams,
yeah.
and especially the Dolphins in a recent stretch, that doesn't mean I think they're lousy teams.
These, yeah.
I think these are two of the best teams in the NFL. I think that, I mean, you and I both, we started out the Pro Football Blitz with our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
We both have the Dolphins in the playoffs grabbing a wild card, and we both have the 49ers winning the division.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't think either you or I are wanting to bet against these teams a whole lot.
No.
But
just,
we are on opposite sides
we
of this
are,
one.
We are. Yeah, we're both making a case for it, too. I love it. But, yeah, just looking forward to the action this weekend. The games are going to be incredible. Hopefully they live up to the hype of them. And then from a betting standpoint, it just gets better and better. I mean, the two tackles do have – I do have concern for that because of the animal on the other side and Eric Armstead's coming back. And
I think that's a real big point yeah. in this game that might be overlooked by people that aren't really familiar with that 49er defense.
Yeah, but I'm curious because I have not seen limitations from Tua yet. I'm curious if we start to see them and if that materializes. The fast starts by the Dolphins, too, the last three games, the first 30 minutes, they lead the National Football League in 22 points per game that way. And then the 49ers have shut down the last four opponents in the second half.
Yeah, so, I know. Yeah. it's really arguably the best game of the day. I mean, the Chiefs and the Bengals are certainly a contender. I think both of those games are going to be terrific. So my plays, my five picks, again, in the fictional contest, the Circa Million contest we do here, I've got the Colts plus 10.5, the Saints plus 3.5, the Giants plus 2.5, the Jets plus 3, and the Falcons plus 1. Your five again were?
Jets, Lions, Raiders laying a point. The first two were dogs. The Chiefs laying 2. The Dolphins catching 4.
And so you align with the two picks that were in the actual consensus, correct? You have the Chiefs and the Dolphins, actual consensus picks in Circa Million.
Well, I have the Lions.
Oh, you have three.
Yep. Lions,
three
of them. Chiefs and Dolphins, yep.
I align with 1. I have the Giants plus 2.5. 1 pick that was in the actual consensus 5 for Circa Million. That is going to do it for the football contest show. Best of luck to everybody with your football contests here across the country and in Las Vegas. For Brian Ortega and Sean McCollum, the entire crew, thank you to everybody. Mike, great spending another day with you. Good luck to you in all your football bets this weekend. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Stick around. More VSiN to come. It's the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.